ओम शांति, ओम शांति। Amongst everyone's voice, this little child sound came very clear. Om Shanti. So innocence and purity. He spoke very softly, but reached very easily here. Okay, I have just come from the Kumari's class, and so their topic was difference. What is the topic here? What? Confidence and self-respect. Okay. Om Shanti. Confidence. What does it really mean? To have confidence. Confidence is always connected with prefix, and that is called self-confidence. If you want to do something with clarity, you are convinced, you are experienced of something, and you want to do something or say something, you say, I am very confident of this. I am. So confidence is born through experience. Whatever you have experienced, that experience expresses itself in the form of confidence. But experience cannot be the real experience without being aware of the self. Confidence is a positive energy. Experience of different times, that is types of the world, is also experience, but that is not confidence, that is called realization. There is a difference between when we do something in the world and we are not successful. There is not achievement what we want to achieve. We lose confidence. We realize something is missing in me. Confidence is means that it gives the feeling that I can do. It makes you aware of your capacity. Your specialities, inner strength, and so self-respect, self-confidence, both are connected with self-awareness. Soul consciousness. Deep realization of soul consciousness and realization of body consciousness. As a result, both when we are performing actions out of ignorance or due to body consciousness, that realization brings pain, suffering, creates fear, leads to depression. Because there's always fear of losing something, not having hope in the self, brings hopelessness. But soul consciousness means I, the soul, am conscious and aware of the potential that the soul has, inbuilt qualities in it. We are aware, but consciously we don't use those qualities. We are souls. But with faith, confidence is faith. So when I am soul conscious, I become aware of the qualities of the soul. But then do I have faith these qualities are really, truly my eternal qualities? Faith brings victory. Faith in intellect, Baba says. So means understanding, knowledge. Intellect is mere. Here I know. I understand. So I'm understanding my qualities, but I know and I'm using them consciously. And once you have used them, these qualities support you. You get the experience, benefit from that. It is that Baba says that qualities and powers serve you. They are present to serve you. That for your service, it means it, these qualities are you are using in service. And as then when you are using it, you see the benefit, practical result. And so then you are confident. So self-confidence. But it is very important to remain soul conscious. Otherwise, this self-confidence becomes overconfidence. And then ego is mixed in it. Then another element emerges, we become careless, lazy. Yeah, I know, I can do this. And so soul consciousness then, because I'm not conscious, I'm not keeping these qualities alive. Qualities become gradually, I'm forgetting them, ignoring them. They go to sleep, in other words, unconscious. Or I become overconfident and I am not maintaining the power of respecting the qualities of others. Carelessness, ego then disrespects the qualities of others. So self-confidence changes into ego. Overconfidence changes into carelessness. When I'm overconfident, I might be very active. And then when I'm careless, then I'm mentally lazy, mind is lazy. And so it's again and again, go within, turn within. So introspection, like today Baba said, be introspective. Turn within and check which weakness is making me weak, which defect is decreasing my value, which vice is destroying my respect. Through vices we lose respect. Through defects we lose our value, our importance. Through weakness we become weak and weak and sick. Vices, anger is there, ego is there, nobody will respect us. So these vices are because of overconfidence, of action that we have performed or success we have achieved. But after achieving success with confidence, when I am holding on to humility, I hold on to humility, other side of humility is self-respect. Because humility is greatness. Like today Baba said, you are becoming knowledgeable. Baba is revealing the secrets of the beginning, middle and the end of the cycle to you. Revealing the knowledge of the self, the creator and creation. You are able to give the knowledge of the entire Kalpa tree. You are able to answer every question. Because you know God, you know His creation. You know the beginning, middle and the end of the drama. And if any detail somebody is asking and you are not clear, don't go into argument. Say, we are still learning. Or you respect the specialities of other person who has the capacity, ability, capability to handle the other person or situations. So this is self-respect, respecting specialities of others. It is not that I am what other person would think, oh, I am not so knowledgeable and other person is knowledgeable. No. In soul consciousness is self-respect. I am respecting the truth. Self-respect. What is self-respect? Love and respect for the original qualities of the self. That is self-respect. Respect. When you respect someone, you look at the greatness of the person. We believe the specialities. You appreciate what greatness they have. So your heart is open to accept them, obey their directions, accept their advice. You have faith in them because of the specialities. So respect, self-respect means first to have faith in these qualities of the self, in soul consciousness. And love means I sustain them. Respect is I know how great they are. And love means because they are qualities of the self that should be sustained, maintained, make very clear, healthy. So when you love someone, It's not only just an external thing. It is a total to take care of everything, all aspect of the person. Health, wealth, character, facilities, improvement, happiness, support, protection, security, benevolence, development. Like parents love the children. It's not only just limited one time, 1-2 days thing. It's a lifelong concern. And so this is also that means when self-respect means self-love and respect together. So with love I sustain and respect I really value. I appreciate the uniqueness of God's given gift, eternal qualities of the soul. And so in other words, deep faith and experience and love for soul consciousness is self-respect. And with self-respect, with confidence using those qualities, with humility is then complete self-respect. So they are two together. Just like love and respect are together, in the same way self-confidence and self-respect work together. But people can have, even out of ignorance, many people have self-confidence because of their skills they have. And this self-confidence increases when you are exercising the same quality again and again, using your skills again and again. It's just like you are polishing that quality and then you are confident, yeah, this is real. Just like if you are driving, you drive again and again and again, you practice. So you are confident, you have confidence that you can pass this test. With this confidence you are able to overcome the problems. With confidence you are able to deal with the situation, handle the situations. With confidence you can solve the problems and pass the tests. But then if without soul consciousness, without knowledge, that self-confidence changes into ego. So then this diamond stage that was very powerful, very shining, very valuable, successful, became defected. Now diamond has a flaw in it. So that self-confidence does not have value anymore. It's still called self-confidence. But it does not have that value. In self-respect, you respect others. In self-confidence, you compare yourself with others, with the quality of yourself, with the weakness of others. I can do better. You don't give permission to others. You don't allow others to express themselves. There's not so much faith in others. Quality, what I like, that quality is there. And then I would not accept that other person is also a variety, it's a quality, and might be better result. So I do not respect the qualities of others. Or sometimes I respect the qualities of others, but I don't have patience. I'm impatient. I can do myself. You are taking time. I know that person can do also better. So then this self-confidence creates impatience. Even I respect others. So this is why self-respect is based on soul consciousness, self-awareness. Only self-confidence is based on body consciousness. And this is why I need to maintain the self-respect. Again and again, I have to be introspective. Introspection, inner inspection. Like today Baba said, check yourself. Then all my sense organs are also seeing others, receiving others, speaking to others. It's not a question of I have to practice to see no evil, hear no evil, talk no evil, think no evil, do no evil. It's automatically checked before it is spoken, before it is done. Change the consciousness, so I don't have to struggle afterwards. I have become my own inspector in the test. So I check, I revise my course, so then in the test I can pass easily. But if I have not revised myself and I have not have introspection, certainly others, inspectors have to inspect. So it is honesty in soul consciousness, is honesty. And my defect, what it is, so even there is a weakness, my confidence will not disappear. There's confidence, I can correct it. So confidence is that you have the right over the quality of all your specialities to use them when you want to use them. You don't lose hope in yourself. When it is connected with self-respect, when it is balanced with self-respect. Okay, things have gone wrong, but I can set it right. You are a mechanic, machinery is broken, and you have the confidence to repair it. Fine, you can repair it. So in soul consciousness, in bodiless stage. So this is what Baba's three mantras of bodiless, viceless, egoless. So viceless and virtuous. In bodiless, I become virtuous. And these virtues, skills, specialities may create confidence in the self. So soul consciousness with knowledge again. Knowledge makes me soul conscious. Sometime I'm using knowledge. So situations have happened. Okay, things have gone wrong. But this scene in the drama is making me aware not to worry. What I have learned from this situation. if I have learned something which has gone wrong, then even that failure brings success because I have learned something, and that power makes me forget the sorrow and brings confidence again. Soul consciousness, bodilessness means less influence of the body's organs. Bodily organs are influenced very quickly. I compare myself, I hear, want to hear my praise. I get disturbed when I hear my defamation. So it is, when Baba says, hear no evil, so I think because others are speaking evil about me, so I should not hear, so I am disturbed. No, not hear it means do not gossip. Hear no evil. But I should be ready to hear my correction, corrections for me. So then I can learn. So ears are, in soul consciousness, these ears become golden ears. Baba says, then golden versions of God go through your ears. So in body consciousness, my ears become dustbin. They hold on, all the rubbish comes through that. They collect, they have dust collectors. Heart becomes heavy. We lose our happiness. In body consciousness, our eyes are attracted towards matter, bodily beings, attached to the objects. So we are not using the qualities of the soul. Vices are being used through body consciousness. And so there's no self-respect, there's no self-confidence. So soul consciousness is the foundation of self-confidence and also self-respect. But self-respect comes when I am using these qualities in soul consciousness, being humble because these qualities are given by natural nature, eternal qualities of the soul and gift from God. So there are virtues, but there are humility. There is virtues with greatness, but I'm humble because I'm trustee. And because then I know the value, I would respect the specialities of others. The virtues helps me to be free from my own vices or from the effect of the vices of others. For example, if there is coolness, if there is tolerance, then vice of others, that is anger, is not affecting me because I am goddess of coolness, I am water. If other is fire, if the fire is put in the water or water is put in the fire, it'll remain cool. My quality will work. So vicelessness, bodilessness makes me reach, enables you to stay in viceless. Less effect of vices of others, and your vices are not working because then you are also with this quiet and coolness, peaceful stage. Tolerance is is helping you not to get angry. Patience is helping you not to react quickly. So perfection is in confidence, self-confidence, because with confidence you want to do perfect action. But perfection is there, perfect actions are performed with supreme direction. And so Baba is giving direction, then I am only an instrument. So then you do confidence, because it is Baba is giving direction, it's two directions, it's the right method, right tools. So you have confidence, but you are respecting Baba's directions. And then you do with self-respect. And if there is a criticism, there's ego, because certainly now you became humble, you became instrument, you became trustee, then comes the test of self-respect. Your self-respect is tested by jealousy of others. Your success, because of this being trusty, being humble, being virtuous, being with intoxication, it is God's directions and things are right, going to be right. And so, this intoxication, this power of truth, should be just tested. And so others then test being jealous. Competition starts, criticism comes, defamation comes. So here again, I need to maintain self-respect. Respecting the qualities, I don't love my qualities, that I don't have to allow the qualities to be hurt by somebody else. If other person is jealous, why I am losing my confidence and self-respect? It is because I want respect from others. That person cannot give me because of jealousy. Naturally, that person at that time has some pain inside of his carelessness or her carelessness. The jealousy in others has increased because we were walking on the same path. On the same road, you are confident, other person is confident. Now with confidence, this tricky aspect, when the overconfidence came, the person became careless. Forgetting soul consciousness and being trusty, the qualities are not used. The one who remained soul conscious, had self-respect, had self-confidence, being trustees, continued to use the qualities in love of God. Now the one who did not use, because of laziness, lost the opportunity to achieve the same success as one other party achieved. That person becomes jealous. Deep within, it is not because of your achievement, it is reaction to own carelessness and laziness. But you became instrument. So deep within, again you maintain your self-respect, your self-confidence. It's not with realization, this success you have not achieved. It is because of Baba, because of help of others, because of supports and good wishes from others. When you respect what others have given you, then jealousy of others will not hurt you. Here you want respect from those who could not maintain their own self-respect. Jealousy came from them who did not respect their time, did not respect their specialties, did not respect the qualities given by God, opportunities by time. They become jealous. But if the qualities are, each one is aware of the qualities, their quality respect quality, because they are friends. Weakness attracts weakness. And if you maintain your self-respect, you are able to see everything from up above. But main thing is to maintain the quality in defamation and praise both. So self-respect, respect and love your quality in both situation, in praise and defamation. In praise, you hand it over to Baba. In defamation, you become detached. When you are loving, when you become detached, you are protecting your qualities. When you get praise, you are respecting Baba and respecting others' cooperation. You are free from pain, free from sorrow. And so this is very deep aspect of soul consciousness, relationship with Baba. Why should I take pain because of the weakness or that carelessness of others? Yes, I have to be careful that deep within I don't then say, yeah, it is because of carelessness. Because of this person is jealousy. I have to be honest as well then. Again, I need to check with humility. I am detached from sorrow. But I am observing myself with honesty. Then account is not created of jealousy. Against jealousy you don't become jealous. Against jealousy you don't create hate. Against hate you don't create rejection. You have mercy, love, quality. You respect your quality, you protect yourself with quality. Then it is called confidence of using the quality. Where I need to use the quality, I should use the quality. That is called confidence. With respect, self-respect, you are confident that you did not make, you don't have any bad feeling about that person. Here confidence is, you are sure inside. Your heart is clean. You did not want to harm that person. You did not want to ignore that person. It's not that you did not want to give them opportunity. Nothing to do with you. But if you are honest, detached, then you are able to maintain this confidence in yourself with self-respect. And then you are able to handle that situation with others easily. Relationship becomes that of harmony. Because then you are understanding the situation of the other person, feelings of the other person. not with ego that, yes, you did not use this and now you suffer, then I lose my quality. Then I will definitely take the pain from that situation. Create the account then with myself and with others. So trusting myself, self-respect, faith, trust, and also faith and hope in others. As Baba said, Baba never loses hope, even a hopeless case. And so we have good wishes and good hope for others. Confidence, if I am good to use in soul consciousness, if I am confident to use my qualities, then I should be confident to use the quality of others as well. If I am a doctor, so I am sick or other person is sick, it's not that I use only the qualities for some and not for others, then I am not a specialist. So self-confidence means specialist in something. Specialist in relationship. Our confidence is of not just for skills, our quality is all virtues, completely viceless. 16 celestial degrees complete. Double non-violent. And so it's progress. With soul consciousness, with self-confidence, with self-respect, we are always moving upward. With self-doubt, we begin to defame ourselves, we begin to reject our own specialities, we begin to doubt in our success, even good experience given by God, we think must be an imagination. Even things are, success is there, but we don't believe. Self-doubt, doubt in others, brings decay, creates disease. And then there is sorrow, there is suffering. So the key is soul consciousness. Then in using the key is humility in action, and result is success with self-respect. And certainly this comes only when I am following the direction of one, I am following the truth. I stay in my truth consciousness. I maintain this humility, have this relationship good with Baba, with myself and with others. Time is moving fast. Perhaps one question you can ask, if you want to. No question. Satisfaction? Okay. So Tadi Janki is busy downstairs. 5,000 more are coming. Already more than 5,000 before, and 5,000 this evening and tomorrow morning. So 10,000 there already by tomorrow morning. And so we can understand how busy Dadi will be in downstairs with so many Brahmins. So we need to sustain ourselves and also sustain others, each other. Yesterday was a very nice question asked by someone. Just one question I share, it was a very nice question. How do you see the relationship with the new ones? And how do you relate to them? You are so long in Gyan. Or how do the seniors relate to the young ones, the new ones? Lovely question. In fact, yesterday I had a different groups meeting and so beautiful questions were, I thought I will conduct the class on those questions. But anyway, the different topic emerged now and different. But this question had been very nice question, so I thought I'd share with you before meditation. So, seniors have this intoxication, this faith, that we are ancestors of the whole tree of humanity. Baba says, you are ancestors. You are the roots of the tree. You are the seed of, connected with the seed. Baba the seed and we are the roots. We are seated in the roots. And those who are coming new, more and more, so they are part of the tree. We are a family. So as a roots, they are always connected with the branches, sub-branches of the tree of humanity. Our Brahmin community is increasing, family is increasing. And so when the seniors see as roots, it is the natural nature, strength of the roots that should feed the trunk, the branches, sub-branches. And is always the deep desire is the branch should stay with the tree, otherwise the tree does not exist. And the tree is, the roots are very, very deep, strong, not so visible, no? Whole beauties of the tree, of the branches, sub-branches and the leaves. And so seniors are very happy to see the growth, to see Baba's new children, because that is what the beauty of the yagya is. Another aspect, we are family. And family in this aspect, Baba is Shiva Baba, Brahma Baba is. Shiva Baba is the Supreme Father and Brahma Baba great, great, grand, grandfather. And so he says that you, the older ones, are also like parents, no? And so in this connection, seniors are like grandmothers, grandfathers. And it is so natural that grandmother, when she gets her grandchild, great-grandchild, she loves more than her own child. Even the child might not be so obedient and not so faithful or whatever, she might fight with the son, but with the grandson, to hold on and sustain with so much love. Relating. So the new ones are given more extra attention, extra love, extra care. It's not that the new one comes and then those seniors think that more valuables are the old ones. No, love, attention is given to them as well. First we are family, then we are university. And then they said, but how should they concern them, connect, what is then, how should they relate to this yagya and the seniors? I said then it's very important. It was another question actually in that we see the older ones and examples, just like in the children, a young child, 3 years old child says to the mama, mama, mama. The 1 year old child begins to say mama, mama. And he says to the father, Hari or Harry or whatever name of the father is, and he calls with him name. The younger one also calls him with the name. The young follow the old one. So, an old have to be responsible in this aspect as well, but young automatically follow, so it's a connection. But, be careful, you are students as well. In family, one child is not good in study, other child is not good in certain manners, but the younger child can be very skilled, very talented, very mannered, very civilized. His study is much more than the other one. Elder brother can be careless, elder sister can be careless, not going in the class, not studying, and the younger one gets the degree, gets the position. So we are school, we are university, we are studying here. So in this aspect, don't follow them. Follow them in the yajna system, follow them maryadas, follow them what their activity from morning till evening is. But in study, follow your own self. Follow your consciousness, follow Baba. Become clever than the older ones. So we are family, we are university. But then we have to work together. We are institution. We are machineries. We work together. Each part of the machinery is related, connected with each other, supporting each other. Doesn't matter if somebody is very high, but you are small one, but you are very important. A big machinery would not work if a small screw is loose. All the efficiency will finish. Machinery cannot do, engine cannot do if a handle is broken. So the small ones, new ones are more important, equally important. As we are working together in machinery, we are working in institution together. So we have a system, we have regulations, we have activity working on some rules and regulations we follow. Okay. So this was, there were other things as well, but in essence this was the conversation that Om Shanti. Om. Om. I become aware of my eternal self. My original nature. Supreme silence, power of peace, of belonging to Baba. Maintain this stage of soul consciousness. awareness of three. Of myself, my Baba, and my home. Experience my original nature, I believe in my eternal qualities, as I focus my attention on these two qualities, of purity and peace, power of love and respect emerges naturally in me. It's clear Baba is guiding me, giving me right directions to perform righteous actions. Faith in Baba, faith in myself, and faith in qualities of others. Makes my confidence concrete and complete. with loving feelings. I respect. Each and every soul. Pure heart. I accept and appreciate the specialities of others. With merciful heart, I cooperate. Power of love purifies the atmosphere. Natural harmony.